your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that guy. We've got a huge hour lined up for you. We're going to do...
What was that?
Leave it alone. I just... That whole, you know, the best radio is the radio the listener never hears when I'm, you know...
Yeah, they don't want to hear that. Everybody. You sound like...
I know. One of these days you're going to get that mic live in time. And fortunately, I know the affiliates aren't ready for that, so you can't cut that mic in so I can get away with it. All right, let's go right to Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio editor Neil McCabe, who is sticking with us for the hour. Neil, it's great to have you here. We have a lot to go over. I know we have one segment with Congressman Doug Collins. Representative Collins was kind enough to join us on pretty short notice here, so I'll let you set it up and introduce him. He is awaiting for us on line one.
Well, real quick, Congressman Collins is a Air Force Reserve chaplain, veteran of the Iraq War, and he sits on the Judiciary Committee. Represents a district right near you, Mark, in Georgia. He's a very strong conservative, a very strong supporter of gun rights, and a very precise critic of the ATF. He's not a lot of times. It's pretty easy, I guess, to criticize the ATF, but you know, Congressman Collins has been very tough on them in the details, drilling down into their culture and what they're really up to. And so I'm really thrilled to have him on.
Congressman Collins, welcome to the program, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you here. Let's dig deep into the ATF, shall we?
Well, let's do it. It's good to be with you in Armed America. I can't wait to get into this because it's an interesting topic.
Okay, let's start with this. Man, Obama and the rest of them cannot get gun control legislation passed through Congress. They couldn't do it for 2 years when they had firm Democrat control in the Senate, nor a Republican House, of course, that you are a part of. Your district is very conservative. Now what do they do now? They come right around another end run around the Constitution by this administration, now wanting to ban M855s, which you know to be the most popular AR-15 round out there. I'll let you take it away.
Well, again, it is amazing to me, and I've said this many times before, for a president who puts on his resume he was a constitutional law professor, I mean, every law school he taught at or even thought about, they ought to get their money back. I mean, you don't understand the Constitution, so he can't do it the proper way, so he goes around it through administrative action. And now the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and BATFA is going at it again, going at an ammo, and they're using the cover of the sporting purpose exemption, which was, again, just placed there to keep from doing exactly what they're doing. So to say that this is dangerous and does not have a lawful sporting purpose, again, it's just another end around, another lie to the American people. It's another bureaucratic lawmaking process, of which I am firmly opposed to. And we just see it constantly from this administration. They're against the Second Amendment. They're against your right to carry. They're against firearm, and it just comes up over and over and over, and we've got to stay vigilant. That's why programs like yours are so important.
Well, thank you. Mr. Representative, I have to ask you this. This is not unexpected coming from this administration, though, is it? I mean, they don't care about the rule of law. What do we do now to stop this?
Well, and I think, you know, aside from the glorious happening 2 years January when he is gone, I think what we have to do is remain vigilant. We've got to continue to find these exceptions when they come up, when they try to push them through rules. We bring them to light. We get the American people to see what is happening, put pressure on Congress and the administration. And what I have found a lot in this administration is when these kind of issues come up, the American people find out about it when they're continually circumventing, especially in the area of gun rights. This is an area where the administration and the Bureau actually have at least responded at times to public pressure. So what we're doing is waiting the awareness. We sent the letter this week saying, okay, answer our questions on why you're doing this, how this framework's supposed to exist, and how you expect to implement it. And then we can continue through, if need be, through the legislative process. But the biggest thing is just shining the light on the dark places of this administration. They like to work in the shadows. They like to work in the ways that people don't know about until it's too late. That's why we're sounding the alarm, you know, bright and early on this thing.
I think the high beams, I like the analogy. Let's go there. I like the metaphor. The high beams are on. I was speaking with Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour about the fact that I believe, and I think Alan did agree with me in this, that they didn't expect to see the type of coverage that this is getting from their usual suspect allies in the media, including the mainstream press and the networks who have also picked up on this, probably because it's gun right related. Do you think this will fly when it's all said and done?
I don't. And that is a hopeful, you know, I tell everybody I'm a realistic optimist, and I believe politics is a game about getting your message out and telling people. And what you just said, what Alan had talked about as well, is this issue that we sort of underestimate at times. You know, people like to operate when nobody really knows what they're doing, and many times that happens in government, but especially this administration. We have seen time and time again when light comes to their dark schemes, that they have to back off, and especially in this regard, because even the mainstream media says this is a stretch. This is, you know, this exemption has been around for 30 years, and they've just gotten around to this. That don't fly. That's not fly. And one of the things people may say, well, you know, he's just a crazy nut from North Georgia mountains, and you know, and I've told everybody my definition of gun control is hitting what you shoot at. And but at the same point, my daddy was a state trooper in Georgia, and to hide behind this idea that we're going to ban certain ammo because of the possibility of law enforcement being in danger is very offensive, frankly, to me, and I think to many law enforcement.
And it hasn't been an issue before. I asked Alan the same question, and I'll ask you, why now? Why all of a sudden right now?
Because there's a countdown clock, and I have one in my office in D.C. And my office in D.C. said it sits on I got it as one of those white elephant Christmas presents, but it sits right across from my desk, and I think it's at 695 days right now, or counting.
Yeah.
And that's the countdown clock till this administration is gone.
And Alan also mentioned, because Eric Holder has already admitted publicly that one of his biggest disappointments was that he couldn't pass gun control, as if he is you and he is the United States Congress, when instead he's the Attorney General, but he couldn't, quote unquote, pass stricter gun control. And now that he's outgoing, this is just another end run around the Constitution. Let me ask you this, because we have limited time with you in this segment.
Yep.
You're familiar as not only a Georgia congressman, but also a Georgia citizen, you're a Georgia resident yourself. You're familiar with GeorgiaCarry.org?
Yes, I am, very much. I've been
okay,
when I was
I'm
in the
a,
state legislature.
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, and I appreciate all of the work that you did when you were in the state legislature. I'm one of the original members, one of the first 100 members, very proud to say that. John Monroe, their attorney, who you're probably familiar with, just put together some amazing comments on this. If you haven't read them, his comments on behalf of Georgia Carey regarding the M855 ban, I would highly recommend that you do and use it. It's really, really powerful stuff. He refutes all of the ban and everything they laid out based on their own objectives, which is quite fascinating.
That is great, because Georgia Carey is a great stalwart here in Georgia for that. Tim Bearden and I, a dear friend of mine, was in the state legislature fighting the battles here for expansion of our gun rights here. Tim was and them go way back as well. So it's really good to see, you know, again, the awareness factor going up. And, you know, and again, Eric Holder's on his way out. I can thank the nation for the most part, and, you know, have a collective thank God he's gone. But, yeah, that was his biggest thing. And it was the light and shows like this and people standing up that kept him from implementing that radical agenda.
Agreed. Neil McCabe, we've got just a couple minutes left with the congressman. Take it away, brother.
Well, Congressman, in the letter that you wrote with the Republican delegation from Georgia, it seemed like the wording was sort of using some of the reasons the judge overthrew the previous executive actions, talking about the lack of using proper procedures. Do you think there's room there, maybe in a court challenge?
Well, I think there can be, and I think that's one of the things that we've got to lay out. You know, conservatives have always been leery of the courts. But at the same point in time, the courts were put in by the founders for a purpose. And I think when you attack both legislatively and constitutionally through the court process, giving both the foundation is what we need to do. And I believe that's what we're seeing in the, you know, the case out of Texas with this executive amnesty and other things. This would lay the groundwork for folks to use that as well.
And can you say that the Republican leadership is encouraging you to take on the administration here?
The Republican leadership is always, especially in this regard, in their dealings that I've had, especially in this area, have been very supportive of this. And I know within the Judiciary Committee, you know, there have been others, and with the Georgia delegation behind it, we're going to continue to push forward.
That's fantastic.
Congressman, we have about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Where can people read about you, find out about your efforts in Congress to stop this? What's your website, sir?
Website is dougcollins.house.gov. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, at Rep. Doug Collins. They can just find us, Google us up. They can find us all right there, and we'll keep them all up to date.
Thank you, sir, for joining us on short notice on the Armed American Radio Network. We do appreciate it. That was Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia's 9th District. I'm Mark Walters. Neil McCabe will be sticking around. We'll analyze what you just heard and talk about some other fun things here on the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
We'll be right back.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
On the Armed American Radio Network, and John is right, we are heard coast to coast here on the Armed American Radio Network, from those toasty beaches of Florida to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Tallahassee, how you doing down there? We love you guys. Valdosta, Georgia. Bacon, Georgia. Texas. Got some new Texas affiliates coming on soon. Albuquerque, New Mexico. How you doing? Phoenix. We could write a song. Neil, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Mark. I thought the congressman hit it out of the park.
He did hit it out of the park. He did a lot of work here. I'm familiar with his work in the state of Georgia when he was a state legislator. And he was referring to Representative Tim Bearden. I know Tim Bearden, and we'll see him again at the Georgia Kerry annual convention, which I will emcee again for the third year this year. Those guys did amazing things here in the state of Georgia that resulted in the guns everywhere. And, Neil, normally when the anti-guns attach a name to something, you want to fix that. But I happen to like their guns everywhere thing, and I ran with it. And I'm keeping it because we can carry guns everywhere, because we should be able to, as law-abiding citizens, to carry guns everywhere. You know why? Because criminals carry guns everywhere.
Well, it's one of the campaign, I forget his name now, but the new governor of Maryland, the Republican who had that surprise win, one of the campaign aides told me that one of the reasons, why they never talked about his support of gun rights is because the Democrats kept telling everyone that he was a gun nut. And he was like, fine, tell everyone I'm a gun nut. And they said that's what how he won.
Well, that's true. And, let's expand on that a little bit. I asked Alan Gottlieb, I believe you were on in the segment. Well, you were here, about are the Republicans smart enough to run on gun control whether or not the Democrat candidate makes it an issue during the presidential campaign or not. If they're smart, the Republicans will make it an issue by pointing to Barack Obama's 23 executive orders. They will make it an issue by pointing to this current attack on M855 ban. They will make it a point by going after every single one of the Democrat, the goofy legislation proposed not just at the federal level by the Democrat gun-hating machine, but also by the goofball, say the one down in Florida in Duval County, outside of Jacksonville, who wanted you to take an anger management course every 2 years or something stupid like that in order to buy ammunition. And all these crazy laws that I would be better suited for satellite radio to give you my exact real description of this ludicrous garbage from these freedom-hating zealots. Are they smart enough to make it an issue?
Well, I think the first thing is one of the smartest guys in Washington is my Massachusetts paisan, Brian Darling, who's worked both at Heritage and on Capitol Hill. And he always makes the point that no Republican has ever lost because he's too strong on guns, but plenty of Republicans have lost because they've been weak on guns. And we see that over and over again. And I'm glad the congressman said that the Republican leadership is backing him. But, Capitol Hill conservatives aren't always sure. And we saw that with the Toomey Mansion. That was very close to a loss. I mean, I don't know if the American people or the listeners understand how close we came to a loss there. And it's always in the balance.
They do know because they were listening to this program.
Sure.
We debated that on a number of occasions. We talked to Alan Gottlieb about that. A lot of people went a lot of different directions on that. And we did discuss it. And people are, fans of Armed American Radio do get that news. And the congressman said it's why shows like this are important, because we do talk about these issues that might get a little bit of airplay on other radio programs, but not a lot of airplay. We will talk about it for an hour, which is what you and I will do. We will talk about these issues again. I want to get your perspective on M855 ban also, but I got to go back to this question again.
Sure.
What you said is true regarding smart enough, how many politicians have won or lost in these different circumstances, but that doesn't answer the question. Are the Republicans, or is the future Republican candidate, smart enough to make this an issue? I mean, make it an issue stand on it and run on it in 2016.
I really have my doubts, Mark. I mean, the biggest rally Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan had in 2012 was the NRA rally that they had in Virginia that just absolutely blew doors. And if they had kept that up across the country, we'd have President Romney right now. But there's something going on in the Republican leadership DNA that I just don't think that they're comfortable talking about guns. I wish it wasn't true, but you know John Thune, Senator Thune, had a national concealed carry bill what 5 years ago that got 58 votes. It almost broke filibuster. You know, in the last 5 years, how far has the ball moved downfield for national concealed carry reciprocity? And I would say it hasn't moved an inch.
Well, it hasn't moved an inch. Let's be fair, though. We did have a Democrat-controlled Senate that wasn't about to move on that. This wasn't going to happen. We now have a Republican-controlled Senate. We could talk about the immigration issue. We could talk about what you're referring to, of course, the Thune Amendment, which is a fascinating conversation. I mean, you and I have had these conversations off air. I would love listeners to hear some of that. So let's have that. I asked Alan in the first segment of the first hour, you were on it, so I guess it was in the fourth segment of the first hour. I was in the first hour about whether or not, what are we going to attach this to? I thought, DHS funding would be great. He didn't agree with that. And he explained why he didn't agree with that. I do happen to think that if that bill were written properly by the Republicans, and we haven't seen anything written properly about immigration from them, that's a conversation we will have later with David Kodria, that we did not have time, unfortunately, to get to with the congressman. He did broach that subject briefly about immigration. But to me, immigration poses the single greatest long-term, and I'm talking from their own words, 30 to 40 years out, threat to me as a gun owner, to you as a gun owner, wherever you may be, and to you, Neil, as a gun owner, because they've already, we know why Barack Obama's doing this. We know why he's willing to violate federal law, why he is working against, why he is literally violating his oath of office, which he's done many times, but in this case, why he wants to give amnesty to millions of illegal people here in this country. We know exactly why he wants to do that. It will cement a Democrat majority, by their own words, for the next 30-plus years. And let me make this very clear. It is the Democrat Party as an institution that is coming after your guns, and he knows it.
Well, I mean, we saw what happened in California under the Clinton administration, where they basically waved in, 2 million new immigrants. They administered the oath of office for citizenship in Spanish. They waived all the requirements. And basically those 2 million voters in California turned, really a state that was a lock for the Republican Party and over again, the home of Nixon, the home of Reagan. And now it's a Democratic one-party state forever, I guess. And they're just going to move that across the country, that model.
That is exactly what they are trying to do, and we will get into that in great detail in the next hour with David Kodria and Larry Pratt, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America, who will be here. More with Neil McCabe. Tweet us at AAR Radio. We'll read them on the air. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. Welcome back. A little bit of Buck Cherry going on for you. It's great to have you here. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. Beulah Garrett, she tweets in here, do you know what the top-selling hardcover book was at CPAC? Dana Lash's Hands Off My Gun. Thought you might like this. I do like that, and I like Dana Lash, too. Got to had the opportunity to meet her and her husband at SHOT Show and sit and enjoyed watching them do their radio program, their daily radio show. She's very pro-gun. Gotta love Dana and her husband. It's great to have the opportunity to talk with them. So now, thank you, Buell, for the tweet. Send us your tweets at AARRADIO, at AAR Radio, and we will be more than happy to read you live on the air. Neil McCabe joins me, Washington, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor. How you doing, Neil?
Great show tonight. Moving very, very quickly. So people.
It always does.
I have a notepad and pen next to me during the show because things move so quick that I just sort of make notes as they happen. I'm sure there are people listening who have sort of developed that habit, too.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your notes. Let's get spontaneous here. That makes the best radio. What have you got jotted down? What do you want to talk about? Let me let you take it away. Let's have some fun.
Well, we were talking about, you, Al, and me. We were talking about, what the next fight should be. I think the confirmation of Loretta Lynch as Attorney General is a place where Republicans can make a stand, and they can make a stand on gun rights and restoring gun rights. Not, it's we've fallen into the habit of saying expanding gun rights. I like to phrase it as restoring gun rights. Let's go back to the gun rights we had at year zero of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. That's not an expansion. That's just giving us back what we used to have. And let's have that fight with Lynch.
They won't.
Well, they might.
The Republicans have not exhibited the... Listen, if you parachuted down here today, you would never know. Never. No, that there was a Republican landslide in November. You would never know it. And the Republicans aren't acting like it. And they are allowing the media continue to walk all over them. And, again, hitting everything. Every story comes from the left, Neil. And the Republicans apparently are not smart enough to know that. John Boehner, is he going to survive? Yeah, he'll survive. Is there going to be another coup attempt against him because of the fight over DHS? And funding DHS when it comes to the conservatives' position in the House of Representatives and to a certain extent the Senate over his ability to bring a bill that they believe should be passed, which, of course, defunds DHS and Obama's illegal immigration actions. What do you think about that? Are we seeing the backbone that's necessary for the Republicans in this? Because we're seeing the very beginnings of the media. You see what they're doing here now. As I said, if you parachute it in here, the media is already controlling the narrative. You not the Republicans in control.
Well, you
are we do they have the backbone for the fight in 2016?
Well, you know, I'm going to probably annoy some friends of mine, but one of the problems is that in that center of gravity that we had in the past, you had senators like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, and you know, with them running for president, you sort of lose some of that fire, you lose some of that passion, and you lose some of that attention that used to be there, and forcing the hand. Now, Mike Lee, who is a great conservative and great supporter of gun rights, Mike Lee is now part of McConnell's leadership team, but, you know, Mike Lee is going along with the McConnell compromises on amnesty, so it's a very difficult thing. I'm looking for that great man or woman to emerge and change that narrative.
Is that Scott Walker? Flat out, is that Scott Walker? Are we seeing some signs? I'm beginning to see a little bit of Reagan-esque in Walker. He's had the ability so far to not tick off all three factions of the Republican Party. And by that, I'm talking about the establishment, the far right, and the quote-unquote Lindsey Graham's, the moderates.
Well, sure, you have the business assessment? Community, the social conservatives, the business community, the national security crowd, and sort of that establishment are all comfortable with Scott Walker. And the reason why the left hates him is because he keeps winning. The guy just can't stop winning. In fact, we were doing polls showing that he was neck and neck and at one point a little behind, and he won by 10 points. He won by 10 points, Scott Walker, in Wisconsin, and he was governing as a conservative. This is not a guy like Chris Christie who sort of plays, you know, sort of the New Jersey game, and then when he travels to New Hampshire and Iowa talks like a conservative. This Scott Walker is governing as a conservative, and literally one of the first things he did was concealed carry legal in Wisconsin because of Scott Walker.
If Scott Walker's not afraid to run on the gun issue, Scott Walker will run, and I believe will run effectively in the primaries on the gun issue.
I mean, the Chris Christie.
Chris Christie, forget Chris Christie. Chris Christie is toast. I don't think you're going to see Chris Christie emerge as a front runner. I don't think he'll pick up any more than fifth or sixth, maybe has-been status.
If I was to call the horse race right now, I would say it's between Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, and Rand Paul, because he has a lot of sympathy and a lot of friends in the media, a lot of people in the media find him interesting, because of his father's legacy and his father's organization and that legacy, Rand Paul will be able to raise the money and live off the land, and he's an interesting wild card because he does have a new take on a lot of issues. He's very strong on guns, I'll tell you that. And so I think that's really how it's going to shake down those three candidates for the GOP nomination.
Then the question becomes two issues, and that is immigration and guns. Jeb Bush's answers so far are a little bit frightening. Here's why. give you a little prelude as to what we're going to see in the next hour. And I hope you can stick around, Neil, with Larry Pratt and Dave. That will be a fascinating conversation. Immigration is a very, very touchy and a very dangerous subject when it comes to gun owners. And I think you as a listener need to understand that. You're not hearing a lot about that. You're hearing a lot about immigration, but you're not hearing what it means to your gun rights. And you are not hearing it from the National Rifle Association and other groups yet. But you will. I don't know what the National Rifle Association's plan is relative to immigration. Clearly, they have to be aware of it. We'll find out a little bit more in April after we attend the conference in Nashville. But the Democrats themselves have made it very clear that the reason they want, Neil, illegal amnesty in this country is because it will give them, they feel it will give them, and they are correct about this, a majority for decades to come. Now, I have to ask you this.
Sure.
Jeb Bush has to know that. Is Jeb Bush a stupid man?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. What is he thinking? And I know Jeb Bush is very pro-gun. I know that for a fact. What is he thinking? Is he unable to put two and two together here? Immigration, illegal immigrants, amnesty, guns. Is he unwilling or unable to put that equation together and come up with a sum? What's the problem here?
Well, you know, Jeb Bush, more than anybody, as the governor of Florida, he was aware of what the Clinton administration was doing in Florida to push to bring in illegals and to get them registered to vote. In fact, in the articles of impeachment, the initial investigation for the impeachment of Clinton, his immigration policies in Florida specifically were going to be part of that impeachment, but the GOP leadership squashed it. But Jeb Bush absolutely understands it. And the only thing I can think of, I guess my hope against hope, is that he was just trying to stay under the radar. He was trying to play patty cake. He was trying to find some kind of middle way. But, you know, push comes to shove, the Republican Party is not going to nominate a pro-amnesty politician. It's just not going to happen. And so he's
Then push will come to shove, and Jeb Bush will not get nomination because Jeb Bush is doubled down. He's doubled down his answers. I don't know if you saw his responses to Hannity at CPAC, but he is not backing down on his position on illegal immigration. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish here. He's not done a very good job of explaining it. But when it comes to gun owners, when it comes to you as a gun owner and I as a gun owner, you better be paying attention to these answers regarding immigration. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Don't go away. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer, in addition to our already outstanding belt selection, introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Wouldn't that rejoinder sound great if it said, "This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every day here on the Armed American Radio Network"?
Whose fault is that?
I just thought it would sound cool if it, you know... If it said something,
that would be a host problem.
We're talking about. Well, maybe not for long. We are talking about the one of the major topics of today's program is the lies. We always talk about the lies, the deceit, the just hateful administration. This America freedom, this traditional America freedom hating machine in Washington that fortunately now is on the downslope. And we will all, trust me, we will have a party when this administration is out of office. I will say that the recurring topic here, and we will talk about it again in the next hour, is the M855 proposed ban on the M855 223 ammunition, of course, which is some of America's most popular ammunition for the America's most popular sporting rifle, and that is the AR-15. I have a number of AR-15s. I hope you do, too. If not, go get you one. A couple things that you need to know. Probably already know ammo prices are skyrocketing again because of this hateful, lying, deceitful administration and president in particular, and the ATF and B. Todd Jones. SendMeAmmo.com. I tell you every single week, SendMeAmmo.com. This is the greatest place to replenish, restock, or get into growing your ammunition supply. It's a no-brainer. SendMeAmmo.com. You can pick up calibers, everything from 38, 40, 9 mil, or 38, 9 millimeter, 40, 45, and the 223. For a small monthly fee, visit SendMeAmmo.com. Join thousands and thousands of other people around the country who are getting ammo delivered to their home for a small price, a couple hundred rounds a month. You can either stock up on your ammunition and grow your supply, or you can shoot more, or do both. SendMeAmmo.com. It's brought to you by Mike Hughes, you know, one of the runner-up in the previous season's Top Shot over on the History Channel. But he's also the founder of Next Level Training, and he created and owns the patent for the coolest training gun I've ever seen. It's the SIRT pistol, which stands SIRT, S-I-R-T, which stands for Shot Indicating Resetting Trigger. S-I-R-T, Shot Indicating Resetting Trigger. It's a training pistol. It was developed by shooters for shooters to complement, not replace, live fire training. The thing sells for $199. Head over to nextleveltraining.com and sendmeammo.com. There's no need to be without ammunition. You can do it. And guess what? They're not jacking their prices. They're not jacking their prices up. Go check it out. Neil McKay, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Great to be with you, Mark.
I'm not encouraged. I closed out the last segment with the tie-in between immigration and guns, and I'm not encouraged.
Well, let's look back at B. Todd Jones. Okay, this is a guy who is the Attorney General in Minneapolis, and you know the people in his office said that he ran it like a dictator. He was, one of the phrases that they used was militaristic. They said that he created, quote, a climate of fear, unquote. I mean, this is a guy who everyone knew was going to be bad news. And
well, that's listen, anybody who's ever owned a business or run a business, even for someone else, understands that if that's your management style, you suck. That means you have no management style. Anyone who tries to manage on fear has no leadership skills.
And there's no reason for a U.S. attorney is like God Almighty in his office. And we saw that in Fast and Furious when they tried to say that Dennis Burke didn't know what the hell was going on. And so there's no reason to be a dictator as a U.S. attorney because you just snap your fingers. I mean, you control that office. And so it was no secret that this guy was a monster in waiting. And yet, you know, we rely on the NRA to sort of be the big boy that's going to take on these dragons for us, and they gave him a hall pass.
Well, of course they gave him a hall pass. That's why I'm not encouraged by the conversation we're having when we tie immigration together.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is,
along with guns.
You know, we've talked about immigration as part of the plan to sort of bring in new Democratic voters. Yes, of course. But the other thing with immigration is this innovation called executive action, which came out, you know, when they were trying to spin up a gun panic after Newtown. Because an executive order is entered into the Federal Register. It is subject to judicial appeal. It's subject to all of these sort of administrative procedures that Alan was talking about in the other segment. And it's sort of a legal document, whereas an executive action, who knows what it is? An executive action, it still has the same force of law. According to the president, the executive action still has the same force of law as an executive order, but it is not entered into the Federal Register, and there's no way to appeal it because you don't know what it is. When they asked for a copy of the amnesty order, there was none because it was basically just a conversation that the president had with Johnson, and so they said because there's no paper, there's nothing to appeal. And that federal judge, what he did, I think this is the key point with the federal judge overturning the amnesty executive action, is he said it doesn't matter if you call it an action, it still has to be treated legally as an executive order, which is what Collins is talking about in his letter, because it didn't go, the rule on the AR-15 ammunition did not go through the regular procedures.
All right, let me read you something from King Obama. First off, let me ask you this question before I do. Do you believe that the process they used was by accident? Of course it's not by accident. These people know exactly what they're doing. They are willfully and intentionally thwarting the law. Let me read you something quoting Obama in a column on MRC TV. Obama dares GOP. Go ahead, have a vote on whether what I'm doing is legal. I will veto. Take a listen to the king here. So in the short term, if Mr. McConnell, the leader of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, want to have a vote on whether what I'm doing is legal or not, they can have that vote. I will veto that vote. He continues, what we've done is we've expanded my authorities. under executive action and prosecutorial discretion as far as we can legally under the existing statute, the existing law. And so now the question is, how can we get a law passed? What he means by that is, agree with me. This is compromise to a progressive elitist Democrat. We've seen this for the past almost six and a half years with this tyrant, this junior tyrant. He will never aspire to full tyrant because he's a rookie. Community organizers cannot aspire to full tyrants. They can only be junior tyrants. But junior tyrants are very dangerous. We've expanded my authorities, authorities that he said on over 21 occasions that he did not have. Now, why, I ask you again, Neil, why aren't the Republicans, instead of paying lip service to this, which is all we've seen come from Boehner so far, taking action to defund DHS? Now, when we come back after this hour, we're going to talk with you, Neil McCabe. We're going to talk with Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. I guarantee you he has an opinion on this.
I know Larry's going to let it rip.
He's going to let it rip, and he's a professional, and we will let him let it rip. David Kodria will be here to chime in. David and I had off-air conversations about this very topic today. It will be a fun hour. I'm sure George the Mad Ogre Hill will want to jump in just a bit also. So it will be a great conversation. I hope you're paying attention to it, and I hope you stick around. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network every single day. Excuse me, every single week. Armed American Radio will be back right after this with that lineup I just gave you. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.